be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the feel-good capital of Northern Nevada, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me, as always, is my good buddy, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Not here tonight, Chewy and Dogwater Dick, so any technical errors, blame it on Spencer. In studio with us, we've got Betty Rocker.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi, how are ya?
Welcome.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Betty Rocker. How are you kids today?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us out. We're super excited, and we're new.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the lovely Carolyn Gates speaking right now.
Welcome to the
evening. We've also got bass player. Sorry. And we also got...
We've also got Rick and Carla. Hello. Say hi for the folks.
Hi. Hi out there. Thanks for having us.
We can't hear Carla, Spencer.
Yay, Spencer. Carla's not on.
We can't hear
we
Carla.
We need more Carla.
And we better not have to do that Mike opening check. Again, because I nailed it. Mic check?
Five.
No.
Nothing, man.
Nothing?
No. There.
No. This is awesome. Way to go, Spencer. Just start it off with a round of applause for Spence. we'll fill some time while he works on that.
Let's talk about Rick the drummer while we wait.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Excellent.
Wow.
I was just going to leap into like talking about me and my week.
Oh, okay, cool.
Rory, it's always about you. Stop it.
I forget.
Well, yeah, it's my podcast.
I know, but you invited friends. Let's talk about your friends.
Have you listened to the show? You realize
yes, I
we
have
a format?
It's my job to try and trump you at all possible points.
Yeah. She's
well,
a good guess.
Here's my trump card. I got laid off last week.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, last time I was here, you had just gotten a job.
Yeah, and that's the job I got laid off from, unfortunately.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It was a good
happy
run.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, happy birthday, Merry Christmas to me.
Two
days before my birthday. I get they let me finish the month out. I got like a week of vacation and a week of holiday. And so
okay,
I
so
really
not, it's not a panic.
No, I got 3 weeks here. It's a bit of a panic.
I have a little time.
I can use the office and hang out there. So that's like they're super Sierra Sciences. They rock. I know the company's having some
everybody drink
budget concerns. Damn, that was early.
Check your mics.
Sorry, Rory.
You want a mic check?
Check your mic.
Carla, can you talk into the microphone?
Okay. Can you hear it yet?
Nope.
I would like more Carla, please.
More Carla on the microphones.
Keep talking. Just keep talking.
Can you hear me yet?
I heard something click off.
Yeah.
I heard something click too.
Wow. So far off to a bad start, Spencer.
This is a great start. Oh. Yeah. Really excited about this. See, this is why I was going to do the talking about the me part.
Okay.
Microphone, because then we'll be able to hear when. That way, as he's checking things, he'll be able to tell when he's got it.
I can hear a little better.
Okay. Can you hear a little better?
Hey, there he is. Welcome to the room.
Welcome to the show, Carla.
Thank you. I can even hear myself now. Yeah. Thank you.
Good. All right.
Points for Spencer.
So, I got laid off, but I was determined not to let it ruin the birthday. And Merry Anarchy Weekend.
Woo!
Yay, Merry
Anarchy. That was awesome.
and I still have an open mic to host tonight, and so it's still technically my birthday weekend. And I'm not worrying about any of that job shit just yet.
Do you have a birthday tiara?
No, but I had a birthday bow tie.
Okay.
I did wear a wig and dress on my birthday.
I noticed. I remember.
You
I tried
may
to
have
be your
seen,
two-headed monster.
Right. Yeah, we were twins.
Twin sisters, I believe, was the first.
It was a spitting image of each other. Absolutely.
Right?
I like the purple bow tie you had on.
Thank you. That's I like
it
that
was
one,
nice.
Too. Yeah. I like my bow ties. They're all 100%. I have to tie them myself. They're not clip-ons.
Wow.
My kid wears bow ties. He's kind of a fashionista.
Does he tie him himself?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
in fact, he does.
Good young man. Good young man.
Wow.
Yeah, he's really gotten into French cuffs as well. Cufflinks and French cuffs. Try to find those.
Right. That's kind of a pain. Next thing you know, he's going to want the, like, collar inserts.
I'm just going to make him out of foam core at home with an X-Acto blade. Shove him in his collars. It'll be good.
Right?
Yeah, I like a bow tie. You know, the doctor wears a bow tie.
The doctor does wear a bow tie. The current one, yes.
Yeah.
I also wear a vest.
I noticed you're wearing a vest this evening.
Yes. It is my want. To wear a vest is my want. And yes, I wore many vests and bow ties and dresses this weekend at Merry Anarchy.
That was fun.
You guys were there. Did you have a great time?
What a fantastic show.
We had a
show.
Great time.
Yeah, you guys' set was rocking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's cool.
Yeah, we're
what I remember of it was.
Yeah.
I was doing a bit of drinking.
Yeah, you had a few hash marks on your arm
by
the time I saw you.
Yeah, you
on
guys
Saturday.
Were on Saturday, so yeah, it was Rory was going.
It was
ape
Rory
shit.
Day two. Yeah.
I only made it 4 car bombs in, and I
out kinda, of 10?
Out of 10.
Yeah.
Let's say 4 1/3, and that third almost wanted to escape, but didn't quite. And
well, thanks for stopping there.
Yeah, and the other 2/3 would have escaped, and so I let them. Free.
At least you know your boundaries.
Free down the drain where I did not drink it. And so I just drank whiskey the rest of the night.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine after that.
Right. It's all the foam and the beer. And even though it's Guinness, it's beer and it just wants to come back up. I don't know.
What is a car bomb anyway?
It is about much Guinness in a pint glass, and then you have a shot glass with whiskey, usually Jameson's and Bailey's. Drop in it and pound the whole thing.
Oh, is it a chaser? Isn't the beer the
No, it's
chaser
not a chaser. It's a bomb
you
shot.
You drop the shot you into drop, the glass of beer.
And then pound the whole thing.
And then it mixes as you drink it.
Tastes like a milkshake.
Yeah, they're tasty as hell. One of my favorite things in the world. But, yeah, 4.
You have to be careful with them.
Yeah. And
Rory
I was,
can drink a lot.
I was getting a little fuzzy as it was. I was like, I was doing 1 an hour. I did 1 an hour for 4 hours. And that was... rough.
Yeah, I mean, you're not a huge guy either. Your body mass
and as of Saturday, I'm 39. I can sort of say I'm not really a young man anymore. Like when I was say 29, drinking 10 car bombs was much easier. I did that a couple of times. At 39, my liver's just kind of laying back, giving me the big double bird. Fuck you, dude. What do you think you're trying to do to us? Stick with the whiskey. We're used to it.
You're finally growing up, Rory.
But it was a great both nights. It was a great, great, great benefit. It was really my honor and pleasure to be able to host that over my birthday. It's one of my favorite things we do in Reno.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nick, for
Let's
putting it on.
Recap some of the fun. Let's see Friday night.
You put together a great lineup. Both Thanks. Nights.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Super great bands. Yeah. A lot of my favorite peeps there.
Yeah. A lot of fun, a lot of energy.
We get to dress up.
Right?
Yeah.
It's part of my favorite.
Yeah.
It's the rock prom. I love it.
Yeah. It's winter ball, rock prom.
Totally.
Style. And that's why we don't sell t-shirts, because your t-shirts are for the summer, you know?
Right?
So.
I did like the make your own corsage booth at the back there.
That's a tradition. We've been doing that last
Just like a
three
whole
times.
Bag of flowers. And if you're having trouble hearing the station, please call 775-555-1212.
Wait, that's the TV number.
I thought that was information.
It's the number when you want to call anyone on TV. That's their number.
Oh, yeah. 555.
Remember the 70s?
Radio stations would have a recording that they used to play. But if you were having trouble hearing the station, how would you hear it to call the number?
How would you get the number? I get that, yeah. Like the literacy ads? Who's your target market? If they can't read it, how are you getting to them?
Or the anti-drug commercial. It's got a kid sitting on the couch playing video games and eating chips, and his friends are coming in and out
that
of the
looks
room.
Like fun.
And they're partying, and they have different haircuts, and they go to college or whatever. And the one kid just sits there on the couch the whole time. They're like, drugs, don't do it. And we're just sitting there thinking, I'm so confused. Like, he's not going out. He's not
no
getting chicks knocked up. He's not drinking and driving. He's not, you know.
How's he going to learn anything?
He's not putting anybody else at risk. He's hanging out and getting really good at video games, which could make for a career as a game tester or developer in the future.
That's true.
Which would further isolate and
because none of those people have ever indulged in the drug.
Right, gamers never
gamers
do drugs.
Don't do the drug.
Right.
No.
Definitely not.
No. Skeevy stoners never play games.
Or hacky sack.
Yeah, right.
Good call. I love hacky sack, by the way. It's very fun.
You
get to kick it.
You just outed yourself.
I outed myself?
As a hacky sacker. You hippie.
What? How did I do that? Did I miss a kick?
Well, we were saying that people use drugs play hacky sack, and then you said you like playing hacky sack, thereby implying that you like drugs.
Oh, well, I actually was just talking about hacky sack.
I know, but it was funny, and you missed it. That train went traveling past.
Train keeps rolling.
Your hair was floating in the breeze.
All right, I'll jump back on.
Well, speaking of trains and blowing and stuff, this bad segue. Let's have a song.
Yeah, music's good for that.
You want to? We're gonna kick you out, Rick. Yeah,
get song time, kids.
Yeah. All right, you ready, Spencer?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Spencer, prepare. I'm going to adjust my microphone, and then I'm also going to unplug and replug my bass in. So prepare for that eventuality.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This would be a great time if you were a sponsor of the show. We could be doing a live read of maybe an advertisement for your local business or opportunity. Please get a hold of me at reverendrory@yahoo.com to find out about advertising opportunities on the worst little podcast in the world.
I love insert your name here.
.com.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're always looking to help out locals. We have cheap rates product and stuff. And yeah, people listen to us like 12. They really, really do.
Yeah, and they definitely buy goods and services that we that sponsor on our show.
Because Nick and I have pull in this town. We friends, talk and people
lots
listen.
Lots of friends. Some of them listen.
Okay, I'm back in with bass.
All right.
This next segment brought to you by Betty Rocker.
What are we going to be hearing here?
We're making it up as we go. Let's pick one.
Improv.
Hey, Ricky, are you all hooked up, brother?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, what song are we playing?
We are going to play... I forget the name. First song on our set list.
Twitch. Okay, looks like we're playing Twitch. Ooh, I hope we do a good job. All right, I think that means that you count us in, Ricky. It's a double-digit decade birthday for your 7-year-age. Another confidant to fill the want of a promiscuous twitch. You wanna rock and roll all the control, but you can't control it. Another round of lies around another lascivious twitch. I'll do whatever it takes.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Jen.
Very cool.
That was pretty rad.
So
ridiculous.
You guys hail from our great capital, Carson City.
Yes, the great capital.
Ah. Well, how's the scene there in Carson treat you?
As a musician, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Actually, there are not very many places to play. There are a couple of clubs that have live music.
Right.
Are there a lot of bands?
Not really. I don't know my own strength.
I'm just enjoying letting them keep up this dialogue while they deal with this.
I'm a monkey. What can I say?
Oh, all right. Carolyn, your microphone's set. You good?
Yeah, I'm back.
I was just kind of explaining what was going on.
Why it sounded like I was dangling from a cliff.
She's doing two things at once, trying to talk and get the microphone
back.
But
not a lot of bands, not a lot of venues.
Well, it's hard to say. Like, there might be a lot of bands in Carson, but the scene doesn't support, local live original music. Cover bands get gigs.
Right.
There's a bowling alley that 11th Frame that hires cover bands on the weekends.
Sure.
Plan B is really awesome. There's a Plan B Micro Lounge. Yeah. They are pretty much the only thing that has regular scheduled live music stuff. Usually local Reno-ish type bands on the weekends. They do a Wednesday night jazz jam, I think.
Cool.
They used to have a Sunday blues jam. They do Monday night movie night. So
cool.
that is a happening place.
Okay, cool.
But the Sweaty Kids with the dirty guitar tones don't really play there. It's usually top-notch stuff, Kaiser Soze and, you know,
sure.
Good musicians.
People have been working it. Not Slut Fungus play there very often.
No, as a matter of fact, those guys are my friends.
Oh yeah, good friends of the show too. Mm-hmm. We had them here the night
they
finalized the cover art.
Oh, awesome!
Wasn't that some great cover art?
I don't even want to hear the band name. I'm sorry that gets. It's the ultimate in something you don't want to touch, right?
Brad Bynum said that there's no reason for this to exist.
But you know,
which they love. I think
they thought it was
that.
Great.
That's the best.
But
that's
you
what
can't forget
for.
the name of the band.
Yeah, as a marketing thing, it's really smart because you'll never
sticks
forget.
Sticks in your
that.
Head.
Yeah, it's sticky.
some things you just can't unsee.
Right? Exactly.
Slut Fungus.
So how often?
I heard secretly on the wire, I don't know if I'm authorized to tell people or
Ooh.
Not, but I'm saying it anyway.
Yeah.
And they can attack me for breach of contract, which I don't have. But the Carson City fans will be glad to know that there will be Blorgalact in the future.
Oh.
They were a prog sort of metal-y band a few years back.
Blorgalact.
Look for them on the horizon.
You have
horizon.
To let us know more about that.
It's a cool name.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you should have them on the podcast, as a matter of fact. I'm gonna
wheels already turning. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely get those fun kids on the podcast.
You help make it happen.
I'll totally make
my
happen.
People together with their people. And
I'll have my PA, which is me, call somebody. Something.
Mine is Riku, which is why I'm so disorganized.
Oh my gosh. Daddy, your appointment calendar is in the bathroom.
Where's my keys? Yeah.
Right.
I want to say that band name again.
Blorgalact.
Blorgalact.
That's pretty rad.
1, 2, 3.
Blorgalact. Now we have
are
that.
From
we're I feel like we're summoning them now.
Blorgalact.
Somebody light a candle. what other bands down in Carson do you like? Or musicians?
One of my favorite Carson bands is a little known, used to be two-piece called Blunderbuss.
I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
No, I can't recall.
I like them too.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite bands.
I heard they dried up and went away.
No, that's not actually true.
Yeah, do we have Blunderbuss shows on the horizon?
No, we're still on hiatus. There's been some.
Yeah.
Jen and I both needed some recoil healing time from
Absolutely.
Things going on in our family situations.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but yeah, I the way I look at it, like, Blunderbust will always be a thing because all it takes is
hanging
Jen
out.
And I to get together and do a thing. And, yeah, me liking her is always going to be.
Yeah.
Totally.
I will always be her drummer.
You guys are BFFs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, what about,
if you hear this, Jen, we all miss you.
Yes,
and
we
love
do.
You.
We do.
Yeah, definitely missed you at Mary Anarchy, just as a side note.
Yeah, very. Yeah. I was real sad. Not
you guys
to...
played like five of them or something.
Yeah.
At least.
I think so. Well, first year we played Mary Anarchy, I think, was 2008.
Okay.
Pretty sure that was our first one.
Oh, okay. So it was more like three or four. But then we had Summer Winter. So.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Summer Winter. That's that.
Right?
That's still
I think
we've
played all the winter balls.
Yeah.
Well, except for this. Oh.
Right.
Now I'm sad. I got to go.
Well, what what about Betty Rocker? Do you have shows coming up on the horizon?
No, actually. We
No? That was it for the year?
We had a few new songs in the hopper, and we kept having to practice up for gigs. And so we decided to like try and back off and finish up the songs that we had that needed attention. We definitely didn't.
Some of which we're hearing today.
Winter Ball. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're playing new songs tonight. So, but we're looking at making a record. That's,
ooh,
I think, on our horizon for this winter.
Cool. You know, I heard of this great studio in Sparks.
Which is why I'm sad that Rick is not here, because I wanted to pencil something on his calendar.
Oh, cool.
But wow. we're ready. We have 8 original songs, which
nice.
Are performance ready, and we have, you know, another 2 or 3 that, you know, just need a bridge or need tightening
a little
up
polishing.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And I figure 10 is a great mark. Like, if you have 10 songs, you can make a record.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time. Like, we have... really matured over the summer, I think.
Because
when was
your first show? That was this year, right?
The Spring Mary Anarchy.
Okay,
was our first show.
Very first. Wow, you guys
have
gotten tight as a band, and B, you have a bit of a following after you in just 6 short months.
Mm-hmm.
They're mostly just after Carla.
But, oh no!
But I'll,
no,
don't worry, we'll protect you
sexually.
They're after you or Rick.
I don't think so.
I think a lot of people are on the prowl for all 3 of y'all. Like, run from the wolves.
I'm sorry I brought you into the den, kids.
They're very attractive, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The darlings.
Really comes across on radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You guys got to look up the pictures on the
And you do have internet. A face for radio.
I definitely do.
I know why I'm picking on you so much.
Because that's your job.
And you're talking more than the other two.
Yes, you can totally came
Mr.
to play.
Dowd, none of those people are your friends.
Oh, Spencer's being feisty. Okay.
Spencer's working it. Doing a good job on that thing.
Yeah, laugh it up, Afro boy.
Can we plug Spencer for a second? Can we talk just for a second about how cool he is and all the rad stuff he's
Look
doing?
Look who's directing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Hey, welcome,
Sorry.
Guest. It's your show. What do you want to talk about? Hi, Spencer. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just making sure this doesn't
How's
freeze.
Interning?
Oh, it's fine.
Semester going well?
Yep.
You getting good grades?
More or less.
And when you're finished with it, are you going to extern?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to leave us high and dry. And say,
no,
fuck you, Rick.
I'll be back every here and there. I mean, I really like doing this, so anytime you guys will have me.
Cool. Yeah, you can come help every time.
There's still the final next week.
No, this is it.
Yeah.
This is his final today.
Not going so well.
Oh, right. This is
the
final.
He's not doing the Christmas show. That'll be Rick.
Well,
it's not over until the post-show meeting.
Right? And the hiccups don't define how
you
good
did bring
you are.
The blindfold,
it's the recovery.
Right?
Yep.
Recovery defines how good you are. Because
right.
stuff falls down. But if you can get up and keep going, then that's a win.
Absolutely.
That's how I get by.
And if you throw a strange double entendre about the post-show meeting on all that, it makes it even creepier.
Wow. Way to creep it up, Rory.
That's what I am good at.
Did you just give yourself a ding?
I did.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Shut up, Nick.
Shut up!
Yeah. I don't know why I'm looking at this.
Hey, Nick, do you still read from your diary?
No, that got shot down.
No,
what?
We killed journal off. Yeah.
I broke up with my journal.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Journal got
know.
To be a little needy.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
it was
hard.
Clingy and like, people hated it. So I was just like, what
sad.
Am I doing with you? And it's like, I don't know what I'm doing with you, dude. So we broke up.
Yeah. It got really awkward.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I could do one.
I'm glad you're making choices for your happiness.
Yeah, but
yeah, you know what? Let's have a journal entry right now.
Okay. All right. So Rick's music will start right here in our imaginary heads, in the listener's real head, because Rick's great like that. He'll go back over and put some beautiful music, and then I'll say,
"I hope it's a fetus."
Dear journal, it's your friend Nick again. I had a really fun time this weekend watching all the bands rock out for 2 days straight, getting my drink on and smoking way too much cigarettes and various
cigarettes.
Journal, are you there? Journal?
Yes, Nick.
Oh, is that you? I've been waiting for you to finally actually say something to me that I didn't think was just in my head.
I really missed you, Nick.
I really missed... No, I can't say that. I would be lying to you, Journal, and I love you too much to lie.
Please come back. I'm so needy.
Okay. I guess...
Nick, who the hell are you talking
maybe
to?
2013 or something.
I think that'd be a great time for us to get back together.
This is weird.
It makes my wife's journal a little jealous that I don't ever read, because I'm not supposed to do that, right?
No, you're not supposed to do that.
Right. Journal, this is feeling awkward. I just want to say, you were really good to me, and I'm sorry about when we fought.
It's all right, I forgive you, Nick.
Will you be my friend again?
Yes, I'll always be here for you.
Thank you, Journal. Okay, I'm going to go now.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
C'est très bizarre.
Nick, did you take your meds?
No, I'm off my meds.
Okay, that was unauthorized. No one gave me permission to be the voice of the journal.
Shh. You're destroying the magic of radio.
You're destroying all our work we just did.
Damn.
That was brilliant. This podcast rules. Right, Roy left.
Oh.
No. All right.
Now maybe we can.
No, I did.
Finally relax.
No kidding.
Whatever. Be careful. I'll make you play another song, monkey.
Oh. I'm a song monkey.
So this is Spencer's last show.
Right.
I'm glad it's
last show.
It's going so well. Especially with...
Have you had a good semester, son?
Yeah, Pop.
What were some of your favorite shows that you did with us?
The first one I did really sticks out. I really liked the Altered Ego show a lot.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
The one, I don't remember the dude's name. I remember his persona, though, Gary Mayflower.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Betancourt.
It was funny.
Oh, yeah. Man. That was so damn funny.
Those are two good ones. Good job. Yeah. He's paying attention. That's good.
Need to work on the words.
Will you
a little
be
bit.
Listening to the podcast after you're not on it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was convincing.
Not convincing, but the right answer, so that's good. Got that going for him. I don't know. Did we already quizzed him with his band, The Big Bad, right?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
Spencer, did you play with your band
Fuck
this weekend?
Guys.
Yeah, we played Holland Project.
Oh, yeah, how'd
all
that
right.
go?
I will say, for all the shitty work he does on this show, he's got a great band.
Yeah, he's a great musician with a great band.
Thanks.
Do you guys play with Memory Motel on Saturday?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh,
God,
crazy.
Those
they
guys
played
are great.
At
they played
Jub
two
Jubs
shows.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like that.
They are like that.
Yeah.
Those kids are super
those
fun.
Many years.
And they killed it. It was a really good set at Manic Anarchy, too. Yeah. How was the set over at Holland for them?
It was good. They ran into some technical issues, some feedback and stuff like that. But I don't know. It was really good.
Wouldn't know anything about technical issues.
I mean, we
run a tight ship here.
Please stand by.
It's a well-oiled machine here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Right on. Did you have fun?
Oh, I had a great time. Then there's this band from Vegas there called Rusty Maples, and they blew me away.
Right. Rusty Maples, huh?
Yeah, we were out back with them, and you know, Holland Project, you aren't supposed to drink, so we were just having a few beers out back, and then they show up and they've got
like five fucking bottles of tequila.
Well, you guys, we're on tour. We're here to party in Reno.
Yeah. And we go, so what kind of music do you play? And he goes, bullshit. These guys are just our brother band. And except they were really good. Oh. It was still fun. And they had a real cute cellist playing with them.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cello is sexy, dude.
It is very sexy.
Sexy for a girl to be playing the cello, tell you what. Especially if she's good.
Well, yeah, being good is the thing there.
Yeah. And sexy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Why not both?
I definitely, female rhythm section is always sexy.
Mm-hmm. Right? Agreed. Yeah.
And it's always redheads.
Huh. What is it about the redheads?
I don't know, but they like playing bass and drums. I will cite Rose from the Poster Children.
Sounds dated.
Oh, young man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry, Pop.
You're gonna pay for that someday. Next time you have me host a show, I'm going to be awesome to everybody except you.
That makes me
Isn't that how the last two shows were?
Maybe. Hush!
Ooh, actually, Friday at Strega, if you want to do it.
This Friday at Strega?
Yep.
Talk to me after the show. I might be able to make that, yeah.
Sweet.
Super.
Let's have another musical number.
Yeah.
Instead of an awkward pause.
Sorry.
Pinky Blinsky.
I was trying to make a funny.
Rory was texting in class again.
I was not texting.
We'd like
I was
for
looking
you to come
on
down
Google
and
could
telephone.
Not find what I was looking for.
Ah.
Because I was going to make a funny, but it didn't work. Yeah, more music.
Okay.
More music sounds good.
Yeah. We are a musical podcast as well as Joyless Bummer to each other.
Yeah. Wait, a joyless bummer? We are an entertainment podcast as well as soul-sucking, apathetic sons of bitches.
Yeah. We got both kinds. Serious and
the apathy in this room would be palpable, but nobody cares to feel it.
Do-do-do, better rocka. What's the next song called?
This one, I believe, is called Pirate Man.
Do you have a website?
No.
Do you have a Facebook?
Yes.
We do.
Facebook address is facebook.com/betterbettyrocker.
Better Betty Rocker.
Oh, there's more Betty Rockers out there?
There's a lot of Betty Rockers out there, but nothing like
this. I bet you there's at least two or three Suicide Girls with that as an online handle.
Sure, and Roller Derby, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Chances are
yeah, there's
good.
More. There's more than
oh,
one
what's
Mary
your
Anarchy
oh oh what's your new derby name that was come up with this weekend?
Oh, Bruisin' B. Anthony.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's pretty killer. And I, you know, we've now claimed it for you, and
okay.
we'll beat up anybody who steals it.
Bruisin' right. B. Anthony.
I do also like Mama Kazi.
Oh, oh,
that's a good one too.
That was my softball name back in the day.
But really, Bruisin' B. Anthony, that's...
You can't beat that for a dirty name.
Yeah, that's pretty
and
killer.
I should actually, in order to have integrity, I should credit my son Ivan with that. He came up with that.
Good on him. Kids.
Not listening to the show. Ever.
They probably won't, but, you know. In case he does. He knows that, you know.
In case he does. Fuck shit cunt.
thanks for where you want to babysit.
Yep. My daughter, the S word is stupid. She doesn't even has. She doesn't know the cuss words yet.
How is that possible? Have you heard yourself talk?
Not in front of her.
S and A.
She's also never seen. She's never seen me have a cigarette either. Ever. Really?
Wow.
You're a good daddy.
I'm a good liar.
Okay. I'm not sure that's a brag.
Oh, it definitely is.
Hey, lying to your loved ones is a talent and a skill and an art.
Yeah, and it can be developed.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Thank you, Jez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was something missing.
Hey, Rick, are you out there?
Sure.
Are you lonely on the edge of space?
All right. I'm going to hear some Betty Rocker. Check out some drums in the other room.
Hey, how about some bass guitar? All right, we're going to play Pirate Man. Are you ready, Rick?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
Fucking rad.
Yeah, very nice. You guys have a very nice groove to you.
We're groovy, like, chicks, yeah, and dudes.
It's groovy. It's dancey music.
That's the goal. We figure if people can move, then it's fun.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where do you get your lyrical content from, Carolyn?
From my angry, angry brain.
But that one, can I tell about what that one was inspired by?
Please do.
That particular
song? Talk into
song?
The microphone.
Okay.
Hi, Carla.
Hi. That song is about drinking too much, and I actually wrote that song after we played here at Dogwater.
For the summer?
Yes, we did, because that was the second time we played, and I was really, really nervous. And I drank too much, it's about drinking too much. And I was just so disappointed and disgusted with the way that I played. And
right.
I, you know, a lot of it was just due to that nervous drinking. And so anyway, that song was inspired by playing here.
Awesome.
In the summer. Yeah.
Now, have you heard the Undiscovered album with your song?
Oh, I have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
Well, I can hear it come through. I liked one of the things that was on there. We played a song called Priscilla Jones that was on there that I was surprised at sounded as decent as it did.
You wrote that one too, didn't you, Carla?
Yes, I did.
Carla writes great guitar riffs.
Yeah, but Carolyn and I have written some songs together. Some of the lyrics are Carolyn's, some are mine. So, yeah, we've written a few songs together.
Well, you guys are great together, and
yeah,
I love your name, Betty Rocker.
It was it was fun. Well, it's Carla. It's all about Carla.
No,
let me just tell you the secret now.
No, that's not true.
Carla brings the most delicious baked goods to our band practices, and they not only are they delicious, but they're also good for you. And she has a magic in the oven.
She brought some to the show here.
Oh, Carla, would you please tell us what you brought in the magic can for the boys?
What am I about to try? Now, I normally don't.
Do you want me to tell you, or do you want it to be a surprise?
I will take a bite first, and then you can tell me. Because I'm really phobic when it comes to trying new foods. I'm just.
We'll eat it, see if you like it, and then find out what you got going on there.
I'm a good cookie.
Mm-hmm. What is it, do you think?
Oh, hippie stuff.
From an old hippie.
No
gluten. Anybody else want more
gluten
cookies?
Free wheat flour.
They're whole wheat.
Whole wheat.
Raw peanut butter.
I can taste that. Yeah.
Organic eggs, organic sugar. Mm. Yeah. Chocolate.
Really chocolate. Good.
Yeah, what else? Chocolate? Oh, and there's, you know what else I put in those is bourbon. We have any vanilla, and so oftentimes I'll use bourbon.
Well, Roy loves that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Bourbon.
Bourbon chocolate chip cookies. Yeah. I recommend asking for them by name.
Mm. Yummy.
You're really good.
Mm. Thank you.
Yep, Carlin.
I'm eating good
cookies,
and you're not.
This segment of the show brought to you by Carla's Cookies.
Yeah.
Betty Rocker.
Get your hands off of Carla's cookies.
Is it about that?
Yeah. That was good.
Is it about
That's
that
a good
time?
Tagline.
Nick, is it about that time?
Yeah, I think it is a good time. Spencer.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. And for me to swallow the cookie that's in my mouth.
Ooh, yeah. This quiz brought to you by... Worst Little
you
Podcast.
You just want to say brought to you by a whole lot.
I just want to sell commercials.
Good man. That's a great plan. All right. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. They're wacky. They're uncomfortable. And then I'm going to score you.
Wacky.
Wacky.
Hey.
Like my first question here. Your lover, your brother, or your mother, Carla, trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
She looks frightened.
I am frightened.
That frightened look.
Who do I cannibalize first?
Yes, trapped on a desert island, no food around. Who do you cannibalize first out of your lover, your brother, or your mother?
My lover.
Nice. Sexually. Rick, same question.
Lover.
Lover?
Definitely.
Sorry, guys, mother.
Yeah, good answer.
All right,
she's lived long enough.
Oh my, that's not nice.
Just answering the question.
Let's see. Name the celebrity you would most likely be to ruin your relationship to be with.
Carla.
Oh boy. Sorry, Brady, but. Probably Harvey Keitel.
Whoa.
Wow, there's an answer. Like as he is now or as he is in like 1978?
Well, I don't know. I'd take him either way.
Ooh.
I like the breathy exhale on that one. Rick, same question.
Gwen Stefani from No Doubt.
Ooh. No Doubt, brother. No Doubt.
I believe a first time, but a classic answer. Classic look. Carolyn.
Ooh, I'm rolling through a list.
a Rolodex, people.
She's really thinking. She's staring into the sky just thinking.
That's tough. Because, you know, want to do so many. I don't want to screw this up. I want to get it right.
Right.
Patient.
I am going to put a clock on this.
Oh, okay. That's going to cost me points.
30 seconds to answer.
30 seconds to answer. I'm going to have to say Hugh Jackman. I'll take
it. I'd suck the socks off him in a minute.
Good call, friends.
Well done.
I actually was picking people off the list. Like,
Nick,
to somebody
Nick,
and then
how do you feel
up.
About Harvey Keitel? Oh, you dick.
Who is that?
Who, me? I'll tell you how I feel about Harvey Keitel.
I just suck his dick.
You don't know who Harvey Keitel is?
I have no idea.
Watch The Piano.
He's
Reservoir Dogs?
And also in Pulp Fiction, he was
Mr. Wolf. Right.
Yeah, Mr. Wolf.
I got Pulp Fiction.
And
Mr. Wolf.
Taxi Driver, he's the pimp.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bad lieutenant.
That when he's all young and like, well, he was like super Guido hot back in those days.
Guido hot.
Let's see. Where and when did you lose your virginity, Carla?
Can we come back to me for a minute?
Yeah, okay, we'll start with Carolyn this time. Carolyn?
In Odessa, Texas.
Tender age of?
13.
Oh, yeah.
It was the 80s. What are you
gonna
do?
Wow. I was 17.
Would you mind explaining it to me?
Rick?
17, Carson City. High school sweetheart's bed, her mom's house.
Was it like prom or something? Or
no.
Just on a weekend?
A Thursday?
Like in November, probably Thursday, Tuesday or Thursday. Approximately 7 p.m.
Hey, extra points for details there.
That's it.
Okay, Carla. You've had some time to think
about
it.
I can't avoid it. This was in San Jose. I think it was in February, and I was, it's embarrassing. Well, Carolyn, I was 14. It was my my teenage sweetheart boyfriend. We were out on a hike. It was outdoors.
Wow.
It was so embarrassing.
Extra points for that.
Nice.
In the middle of the day.
That's exciting. Yeah, Carolyn, you kind of lose there. They had way better stories.
I learned the hard way.
Was it in the daytime or nighttime, Carolyn?
It was
nighttime.
At the neighbor's house with one of her friends.
Oh, my
goodness. Lucky man. Boy, probably.
Right. Let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope. Absolutely.
Color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear.
Well, that was uncomfortable.
My current pair of underwear is Hanes string bikini red with a blue band and a red stripe. Size
yes.
Five.
I like that.
Wow. Rick. Hanes boxer briefs, light blue.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Thank you. It's okay.
And the lovely Carla.
I have on some, I think they're pink, yellow, blue, orange striped hip hugger.
Nice.
Underwear, yeah.
That's also a good answer there.
Rory only likes the girls' panties.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
He's all flustered.
I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Let's see. Carolyn, pleased to be rating your own skills as a lover.
Hell yeah. 10.5.
10.5.
What's the
nice.
Scale?
1 to 10.
1 to 10.
Okay, 10.5.
Yep. Rick?
7.
A 7. Modest guy here. And Carla?
When I was married or when I was single?
Let's
There's
go
a
single.
Difference there. Oh, Kurt, single, Kurt. Probably 9.
Yeah. Married? I'm interested.
Mm.
A little slack in.
Yeah,
slip into,
you know,
slip
you
into
know,
an 8.5.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Slip down a few rungs on the ladder, unfortunately.
I think we're all familiar with that phenomenon.
Yes.
Let's see. In all of history, who would you have a fist fight with?
I can't think of a single person.
Oh.
Really?
Because that's the kind of girl Carla is.
Yeah. That's going to cost you some points there.
Sorry.
That was bad.
Rick, all of history, who do you have a fist fight with? No repercussions.
Who would I?
Yeah.
Or who did I?
Who would you in all of history? Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, oh, we got a fighting man.
No,
here.
Hold on. It's coming.
Jimmy Thompson in the third motherfucking grade.
Motherfucker.
Why is this so hard?
Sexually.
Oh. Carolyn? We'll come back to you. Carolyn, do you have an answer?
I think it'd be pretty fun to watch me fist fight Mae West.
just for
like visual
comedic value. Yeah.
Theatrical cool. value.
Plus, she'd probably be cool to hang out with afterwards.
No repercussions. Probably. I'd love to see you and Jen throw down. That'd
actually,
be awesome.
I'd rather do a little bit of wrestling than a fist fight. Because a fist fight is a little, I don't know, there's more brutality and a little less jiggly.
Right.
Like, I think wrestling in any type of food product, and I'm totally stealing this from the Scafidi sisters, but like, they're
The Jello bathing
or cream
pool.
Corn, I think, was
oh, cream
is
corn.
Their, is their
preferred.
Preferred media of wrestling, but I think I'd prefer maybe some chocolate pudding or, you know, something. I think wrestling. Now, who could I wrestle in all of history?
Okay, I will. We will.
Then I'm going with Mae West.
Cool. Okay. That's a good answer.
I like it.
Rick, who would you like to wrestle in pudding? Has to be a boy.
Has to be a boy.
Make it a fair fight, you know. he is at a loss for words.
Yeah, exactly.
He's also going to lose some points.
There we go.
Have you ever seen Fight Club?
Uh-uh.
Okay. That's the Fight Club question.
Question, right.
In all of history.
What would you like for your last meal, Carla?
I'm sorry?
Your last meal.
My last meal?
Yes, just in general. What do you want for your last meal, the last thing you're going to eat?
Oh, it would have to be pasta with my marinara sauce.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice. Rick?
All you can eat sushi. I'm talking like stacking plates that high.
Leaving stuff that you're not going to pay for.
Yeah. When I take out half the rice from like... Yeah.
Carolyn?
I'm going to have to go with my own chicken enchiladas.
You make a good chicken enchilada?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do.
Do you go red sauce or chili verde?
Verde. Mm. I have rules about meat. Both pork and chicken belong in a green sauce.
Okay.
You can do red sauce with pork, but you can't do red sauce with chicken.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not in Latino food for me.
Okay.
Hard and fast.
You know, Parmigiana.
Italian food.
Yeah.
You can do chicken and red sauce in Italian food. That's
right.
Okay. But not in Mexican food, I'm sorry.
Which member of the Breakfast Club do you most identify with? As Rick is awkwardly trying to recall the movie.
I
actually have never seen The Breakfast Club.
Wow.
In spite of the fact that I was a teenager in the 80s, I missed that movie entirely, but I know that Molly Ringwald is in that movie, and I like her bodacious lips, so I'm going to say Molly Ringwald.
Okay, fair enough, Claire.
You're both pretty gingers.
Yeah.
So.
Rick,
I've seen it once, like when I was younger.
Okay.
With my mom, I don't remember
which
any characters.
Character do you think? Pick a face and describe it. Shut up, Spencer.
I don't know. The dude in the black?
Okay. Judd Nelson.
I don't know.
I'm sorry to let you down, but I have never seen that film.
Wow, and here I thought that you two ladies would catch this one,
never.
And I wouldn't.
Dang.
Well, that's just
poor John Hughes is like
big
nope,
fail.
Doesn't anyone remember?
Do you have
remember?
Another? Do you
is
have
that a John Hughes
film?
Rocky
yeah.
Horror Picture Show.
One of his big ones.
What member of Rocky Horror Picture Show do you identify with?
I haven't actually never seen the I love the song though, the Time Warp. Oh, I love that song.
You,
love it.
You need to come see it when we do it live
okay.
with Pinky Polansky
so
in the spring.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
So fun.
We had a good time in Halloween. All right, one last question so that we have a good ending question.
Before the rapid fire.
Oh, fuck it. Just go to the rapid fire.
Okay.
Yeah, here you go, Nick.
Rapid fire?
Yeah.
Oh, exciting. What's going to happen?
You're all going to be shot.
All right.
Out of a cannon.
Do I assume the position?
Rapid
yes.
fire questions are Elvis or Beatles? Go.
Beatles.
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 Yeah, don't, right. No thinking, just first thing that comes
okay.
out of your mouth.
Clash or Sex Pistols?
Clash.
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 All right. Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
Oh, Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Pat Benatar.
I don't know Pat Benatar. I know of her, but...
All right. Yeah. Nickelback or Coldplay?
Neither.
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
All right. Ginger or gay?
Excuse me?
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
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 Ginger. Oh, my phobes. Okay.
No, I'm not. It's not a phobe. It's a preference.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
I like phobes.
You like what?
I'm a probophobe.
Probophobe?
I'm phobiotic.
Okay.
Tattoos or piercings?
Piercings.
Tattoos.
Tattoos.
Weed or beer?
Weed.
Beer.
Weed.
Nice. Let's see. Creamy or crunchy?
Creamy.
Crunchy.
Creamy.
All right.
Yeah, creamy girls and a crunchy boy.
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Oh, neither.
Mountain Dew.
Also Mountain Dew.
All right. And let's see. What was the beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Ooh. Beat up.
Beat up.
Very good.
The two universes collided.
Okay. Now, if you could only live in a universe where you either had one or the other, Star Wars or Beatles?
Beatles.
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 Nice.
Beatles.
Music fans, music not nerds. Fans.
Yeah, not geeks. All right. Well, that was pretty good on that. I think we got all the good ones.
Well, our third place runner-up is the lovely and talented Rick.
Woo!
Coming in at the bottom with 127. Oh. And our first place winner is It's All About Carla.
Yeah!
With a strong 159 points. Woo! And even losing 10 points on a question, still coming out just ahead over Carolyn.
Wow.
Like I said.
It was a tight race.
I'm surprised.
Carlita. You win. You win free stickers.
Yay.
All right.
Oh, official
so cool.
Worst little podcast, Fuck the Reverend.
Oh,
stickers.
I love it. Thank you so
both
much.
Both an insult and an invitation. Please spread my name all around Northern Nevada.
I will dwell on that. Did you hear that? Maybe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that was fun. I think it's time for another song, though.
Yeah. No, some more Betty Rockin', please.
Yeah.
All right.
How many songs are you ready to play?
We...
Booty Strap?
Yes. We'll we prepared revamped, yeah. Three, but, you know...
We're perfect.
We're apparently your surf monkeys tonight, so...
You're darn
and
right.
And we went ahead and set up a lot for, you know, this is Spencer's like, big test today.
Would you want to go ahead and power through two songs right now or just do one?
Double shot.
Because we're about at the end of the show here, if you want to...
Okay. If I could take a tiny 1.6 minute window, then I can play two songs for you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We could do that. I can fill up some time.
Okay. So why don't we talk about what's going to be happening this weekend? Or oh, you know what? I have a story.
Nick has a story.
I have a story.
Can we get some story time music, Rick? Thank you.
Okay. So I don't know what kind of music he's going to play on this story, but it's you know,
any.
Kind of a personal story, but. I went. Was looking for someone to go out to lunch with today, and my friend Dylan hit me up and said, "You know, Rose is going out of business today." And I was like, "Really? Oh shit, that's where I'll go." So I met him down there.
The Dylan Riley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dylan was hanging with his ma, and so I just sat, had my lunch, and reflected because I had actually, when Marianne first got sick, she got out of the hospital for a day.
Yeah.
And she seemed normal that day. A little fuzzy, a little weird, but we had a beautiful day together, and one of the spots we went to was Rose's for lunch. And I always remember that because I don't know why. Because it was such a perfect day. I mean, like...
One of those little magic little moments
in your life. When things seemed like they were going to maybe be like they were before, and they never were again, you know, like...
Yeah.
Because... there's a gnarly thing in her head going on with that, you know, epilepsy/whatever-itis it was, you know, encephal or the other kind. I don't know, but Anyway, I had a good little moment there.
Nice.
Said goodbye to Roses, and the lady there was really, really sweet and gave me a hug. I never even met her before, but she gave me a hug anyway. It was super cool.
Right.
So I did that today, and I just wanted to say thanks to them, too. Cause
an official worst little podcast goodbye to Roses.
Yeah. Bye, Roses, Midtown. I'm sure the landlord's going to turn it into something because that's a hot property down there.
Oh, yeah. You know? It all is these days.
Yeah, yeah.
I only moved here like 2 years ago. Who was Marianne? I mean, I know that we have Marianne Arkey now.
Marianne was a wonderful lady who she facilitated lots of bands. She worked at Granny's, so she knew a lot of bands that were recording.
She worked at a lot of bars.
From you know, like from bands like Ozzy and Whitesnake and stuff, all the way to all the local bands. She knew all these people, you know. And everybody she came in contact with loved her and wanted mm-hmm. to work with her or party with her. And she worked at the bars around town, Zephyr, Blue Lamp, and through shows. And she was my partner. And we named Mary Anarchy after she passed away, you know, in 2004. So and we've been doing that show every year.
Every year since, so
celebrating
far.
Her spirit, which stays alive every year. You can feel it.
Oh, yeah.
It's super awesome. And that's who Marianne is in a nutshell, Spencer.
That's really cool. And she wrote Nowhere Nevada,
she
right?
She wrote Nowhere Nevada, mm-hmm. yeah, as well, which is coming out, and y'all's going to love it. It's going to be so
cool. Yeah,
she
had her fingers in a lot of pies. She made shit happen in Reno.
Yeah. Sexually. All right. So
we
cool.
got the band
Story
back.
Time is over. Let's get to the rockin'.
Hey, Rick. Are you set up? Okay, we need to pick a second song for this go-round.
Bootstrap or Spider?
Okay, so Bootstrap and Pursuit?
Is that what we're doing?
You don't have to play a second song. It was just if you want to.
Is there another one that you'd rather play?
Did you play that?
Priscilla?
Yeah, play Priscilla.
All right. Bootstrap and Priscilla.
Killer.
I'm kind of cold. I'm shaking a little.
It's because you're all excited from the podcast.
I think so.
Hey, Spencer, did bass tone drop out? I noticed one of my pickups was kind of quiet. Did you have a problem last song?
No, it stayed strong throughout the song.
Okay,
Rick'll,
cool.
Rick'll soup it up.
He's gonna put soup on the recording.
Bootstrap?
Yes, sir. Bootstrap. I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go.
Would you like me to turn up bass in your mix?
Yes, and I'd like to hear more guitar if that's at all possible.
Of course.
Me too.
Ready now, Rick. To say I gave up my self-respect, I'm inundated by coincidence. When I also lost my confidence, I love, I love, I love, I love, I love. Why should I give you one more last try? I love, I love, I love, I love, I love.
Yeah.
That was way cool.
Little applause there.
Hey, thanks, kids.
Our huge studio audience.
All right, we're going to play another song for you. This one's Priscilla.
Yay.
Priscilla Jones, actually, is the name of the song. Carla wrote this. It's my favorite. Ready? Ready.
Love that one.
Yeah, how you doing tonight, Reno?
Betty Rocker.
Seriously, you just made my nipples hard.
Sorry, that was a little sloppy.
No, that was cool.
That's what we do here.
That's rock and roll.
Yeah, this is kind of a sloppy place.
Bash it out.
Oh, that was sloppy.
I missed a couple notes. You bash it out.
Well, I was trying to look up what's happening this weekend on... I know a better way to look that up.
I'm not sure about Friday, but Saturday, like I said, Santa Claus starts at Jubb's. I think I'm going to be there for that because that's home turf, you know? I'm going to go see all the Santas there. I'm not going to the Arch at midnight, but if you've never seen one, you should go see that. It's fucking crazy.
What is it exactly?
It's a million people in Santa Claus and sexy elves and fucking the Grinch and all, just
Christmas
everybody
attire.
Dressed up.
Yeah. People dress up in like Christmas costumes and just go from pub to pub to pub. There's a map and a chart and a graph.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Spencer, you should go see that shit, dude.
And
that'd
then at midnight, the peeps all gather under the arch to do like kind of like the a toast, huzzah or whatever.
The giant picture of all the Santas together. It's fucking insane. Like,
yeah, there's like 1,200 Santas on Virginia Street in that photo. It's pretty awesome. Damn. I'm actually going to be at the arch at midnight. I don't know if I'm going to participate in any crawling, but I am going to go down to the arch
at
midnight.
Take some
I'm
pictures?
Staying. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Send us some pictures on Facebook.
That Saturday, okay. There's also a Toys for Tots benefit at the Ryan.
Oh yeah.
Saloon.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
ECV benefit. So come on out, brothers. Put your red shirt on and throw some toys at little kids.
Is that, yeah, Harvest absolutely. And the Hunt playing that show?
Metal.
So,
show.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
says metal show, so I'm gonna bet yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harvest and
yeah.
the Hunt.
I think
and...
that. If it's Toys for Tots, they should call it
oh, yeah.
Metal for Miners.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Drag Me Under Otis, Harvest and the Hunt,
ooh,
and
Otis.
Doom Trooper.
Oh, my gosh. That is
be a pretty
crap
heavy
ton
show.
Of metal.
Yeah.
Get your head banging on over there.
Otis is rad.
Yeah,
for the kids.
Friday, it looks like there's going to be a big remote at the alley.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So go check them out there in Sparks.
That's a fun stage to play.
Yeah, and they were great at Mirror Anarchy, too.
Yeah.
Those boys are so classy.
Yeah.
Everybody was great.
Yeah, everybody who played was great.
Post-war.
Post-war is amazing. Yeah.
That was a nice little new band on the scene there.
I'm sorry I missed that. That was Friday?
Yeah, it's Suda and Preston most recently from Walk of Shame and the great Asa.
Asa Dakin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Those are great players. Yeah.
They kind of killed.
Awesome.
They
put be a really good
melodic
band.
And heavy without being hard.
I can't wait to see those boys.
It was really good.
It's good rock and roll.
But I also, before I'm remiss and forget and we end the show, I want a big thank you to fucking Greg Gilmore and Adam Springob for working sound, man.
Greg
they
and Adam
did such a good
sound.
Job. Like,
big points for Greg.
Lep doing the door both days.
Oh, yeah.
All
thank
day.
You, Lep.
You know, 12, 14
Erica. Erica behind the bar almost
had,
the whole time.
Erica, Kelly,
Sam.
And Pat helped a lot. Pat Smith. Shy and Daisy and my friend Mike Martinez for taking photographs of the whole thing.
For sure.
Getting those out there. Brett made some good pictures, too. Brett, from the Atomics crew. What's his name? Brett. Buzz Boone. Yeah.
Buzz Boom. Brent Buzz Boom.
Brent Buzz Boom. Brent. Sorry, Brent. Anyway, so thanks to all those people and all the bands, man. Everybody who helped out Tommy this weekend. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
And thank you, Tommy, for showing up too and, giving us a song and doing, he's really tired and stuff. So
yeah, but it was good to have him come out because he is a part of the show. And
Absolutely. He's been at every Mary Anarchy.
For real.
He's played it him all, so I'm, even this one. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So thanks, everybody.
Yeah, we do good. So thank you, folks, for coming out. You deserve to pat yourself on the back for helping out somebody. For real.
And
that was helping somebody? I was just partying.
I know.
Exactly.
We make it easy for you.
Yeah, we just
help.
Have a giant party and somebody
throw money.
Yeah, it's good.
No applause, just throw money.
And next week's our final
of the year
final podcast.
We're gonna have a quiet little Christmas review. We're gonna have
we'll have some
of that
with some fucking pies.
We're gonna have Riku in live in studio, my 6-year-old daughter. So watch the F-bombs.
Okay.
And I think we're also gonna have the lovely Ashley Polansky.
Cool.
I don't know if she's promoting Good Luck Macbeth or
Bruca,
because I know right now Buttcracker's sold out, so there's no reason to promote that.
I'm going for my birthday on Saturday.
But she's got, I believe it's a is it Dr. Sketchy? Yeah, like some Christmas craziness and burlesque. Sexy,
ooh.
Naked rock and roll review stuff.
Oh, well, we want
to
hear
so
about that.
So she's got stuff to talk about with that next
Excellent.
Week.
Excellent.
I've had a great weekend. I hope you guys did too. Hopefully I'll see some of you tonight out at the open mic, or next week at the open mic, or any weekend show.
See you on Monday at the open mic, because you're probably hearing this on Thursday.
And Nick and I are always at the open mic.
Yeah. Come on out. Say hi.
Yeah, please do. But thank you once again for listening to us. For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca, and
miss you, Chewie.
Spencer the intern one last time. I am Reverend Rory Dowd, and good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, you must come over and share a rather fine
Dogwater Studios.
More like my own secret arsehole.